May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 528. The gospel is good news indeed to sinners deep in debt. The man who has no works to plead will thankful be for it. 528.
Thank you. read together from the Word of God. Two portions of Scripture, first from the first book of Samuel, chapter 21. We'll begin to read from verse 8 to the end, and then from Psalm 34. First reading from the first book of Samuel, chapter 21. Beginning to read from verse 8 to the end. And David said unto Ahimelech, And is there not here under thine hand spear and sword, spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. And the priest said, The sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom thou slewest in the valley of Elah, behold, it is here wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If thou wilt take that, take it, for there is no other save that here. And David said, There is none like that, give it me. And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, Is not this David, the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his ten thousands? And David laid up these words in his heart, and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them, and feigned himself mad in their hands, and scrabbled on the doors of the gate, and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. Then said Achish unto his servants, Lo, ye see the man is mad. Wherefore then have ye brought him to me? Have I need of madmen, that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house? Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. May the Lord bless those two portions of his word of truth to us, and help us to venture to the throne of grace and call upon his name. O Lord, our God, look down upon us at this time, this little company of people that have gathered together in the means of grace, that they may seek again to be blessed with the mercies of the sanctuary, even the Lord Jesus Christ, the fullness of him that is in the gospel. And, O Lord, we do pray, appear unto us. Reveal and manifest thyself to be in the midst, to bless, and to, we pray thee, open our hearts to hear and to receive thy word, what thou wilt speak unto our souls. And, O Lord, we do come before thee and crave the beggar's portion. O Lord, we pray that thou wilt appear unto each one of us and bless us with some living portion of thy word, that our souls might live again, that our souls may be enlarged upon the blessedness of thy person, that we might know what it is at this time to be truly blessed under thy gospel grace. We have sung together the blessings that flow forth, the good news of salvation, the joyful sound. O Lord, we do pray that each and every one that gather here this day and seek thee each time in the appointments of thy house, that they each may know thee in the greatness of thy salvation. For that it came not unto the good, not unto those that can produce any good, not unto those that have any righteousnesses of their own, not unto them, Lord, that have an understanding, even, Lord, of natural in these things, not unto them, but unto those, Lord, whom thou hast made to be poor, unto those, Lord, whom thou hast humbled under thy mighty hand, that they might be brought to feel the solemn truth, the knowledge of their sins and iniquities. It is unto these that the gospel is preached, and the gospel is so blessed, for it showeth to poor guilty sinners a way of salvation in that redemption in the Lord Jesus Christ and that precious blood that he did shed to cleanse and to heal from all sin and all defilement. And O Lord, it cometh so lovingly, so freely to those who are the most unworthy of it. It cometh, Lord, to the wretched, to the undone, to the vile, to the base, the evil, the bad heart. To these the gospel is preached, unto the poor. Oh, but what mercy when thou dost come and that grace doth distinguish and separate and show to us our need as sinners. And oh, that true repentance, that precious gift that we should mourn and sorrow over our sins and iniquities and flee by faith to Jesus at the cross at Calvary. O Lord, there is the mercy and the salvation of the church in that one who laid down his life for them. Oh, the greatness of that love, the greatness of that love that extended and excelled above all our sins and iniquities, the blessedness of that infinite and precious blood of Jesus to cleanse and to heal. O Lord, we do pray that this salvation may be proclaimed this day. And Lord, to the hearts and minds of poor needy sinners. For O Lord, it is unto those, Lord, who will be brought to feel their need of thee and their faith in thy precious blood, that they shall seek and find. And we do pray, Lord, that this day, this dark and evil day in which we live, where darkness hath covered the earth and gross darkness the people, that that gospel light may beam forth, Lord, into the hearts and the darkened mind of sinners, and that they should know and feel their need of thee. And we do thank thee, Lord, as the gospel is preached and proclaimed, that there is indeed this day that blessing proclaimed, that there is a way for sinners unto God the Father, to heaven and glory through the precious cross of Christ. And we pray and seek for the enlarging of thine inheritance, that there may be a gathering in, that that number indeed who thou hast loved with an everlasting love, that they shall be gathered in and brought in. And we know, Lord, that thou wilt not fail to gather each one, that they will come. We do pray that it may be that blessing that should belong to everyone that gathers here and in the means of grace. Do come then, Lord, and gather with us. According to thy promise, thou wilt dwell with the twos and the threes and be in the midst of them. Pour out thy Spirit upon each one. Enlighten and enliven each and every one of us that we might feel a need of thee. Leave not our souls to go forth in darkness, Lord, and in ignorance of this great salvation that is preached and proclaimed this day in which we have sung together. O Lord, we do pray, come to each one of us, each case and each need is varying and differing, Lord, but there is no case that is too hard for thee, nothing too difficult for thee, that thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. O Lord, do appear then. And we pray for this thy house of prayer. We thank thee that the gospel is preached and proclaimed in this district, and that there is a witness here, Lord. A witness, Lord, in the souls of sinners that have been redeemed, that have been saved, that have been gathered into the kingdom of thy dearly beloved Son. O Lord, we do pray that this witness may continue, and that there may be yet those that shall come forth and proclaim their faith in thy name, the blessedness of thy person, what thou hast done for their souls. So come, Lord, and undertake for us now, Lord. May the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Lead us, Lord, into closer union, communion with thee. Oh, that each of our hearts may be lifted up above these inferior things here below, the trivial things, the temporal things, those things that one day will all vanish away, Lord. But oh, we have come, Lord, under the blessing that thy servant Peter did know and understand. Thou hast the words of eternal life. Lord, enlarge our souls upon the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel. Set our affection on things that are above and where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father. To set our affections upon him, that we might have a love for his name, that we might have a desire to be found at his feet and to hear his word, that we might be brought before him, thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to approach unto him. Do be with us each then, Lord. And, O Lord, hear the prayers of the saints that have been offered up unto thee this day. Lord, thou hast promised that thou wilt be to thy people prayer hearing and prayer answering. The prayers, Lord, of faith, the prayers, Lord, of those that seek thee and seek all good from thee, but seek thy mercy, Lord, for all our sins and iniquities, and, Lord, sins past, present, and to come, the sins nationally, Lord. Oh, the blasphemy that is in this land. And, O Lord, the solemn truth, Lord, thy day is desecrated, thy word is corrupted. And, Lord, the fool hath said in his heart that there is no God. Oh, do come and have mercy, Lord. The land is filled with abominations, Lord. Oh, come, Lord, rend the heavens. Come down, Lord. Appear, Lord, and in thy rich mercy, change hearts, Lord. And, Lord, nothing is too hard for thee and nothing too difficult. Lord, raise up faithful men and women, put them in high places, Lord, that thy name may be sounded forth, that the fear of the Lord may come into many hearts, and that the truth and the blessing, it may be a nation that shall prosper under thy word and thy truth. Lord, we pray for these mercies. Come, Lord, just where we are, Lord. Make known thy will and thy purposes, this land of ours. Bring us away from all evil. Help us, Lord, that we shall not touch the unclean thing, that we might flee to thee for refuge. Come to all our help and all our need. We're helpless in and of ourselves. But I've laid help upon one that is mighty. And thou alone, Lord, art all our help. My help cometh from the Lord. Be with each unable to gather at this time. We prayerfully commit them into thy hands, dear Lord. Be with them where they are. Visit them with a word in season to their souls, Lord, that they might be encouraged, Lord, in their faith. And if in the path of trial and afflictions and troubles, infirmities, Lord, that they may be drawn to thee, a refuge for sinners, that the gospel makes known that they're under thy care, and oh, the blessing, underneath are the everlasting arms. So do draw near to them, Lord. Be with us in the hymns, the praises. Hear our prayers and petitions. Help thy servant to speak in thy name. Show him what to say, Lord. May a precious Christ be revealed to us. And, O Lord, what thou wilt give him to speak, if it be thy gracious will, so also through thy Spirit speak it into the souls of each and every one here, to do them good, to build them up, to edify them. In the Lord Jesus Christ, and that both sower and reaper may rejoice together, we seek and ask these mercies for thy great name's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1095. Dearest of all the names above, my Jesus and my God, who can resist thy heavenly love or trifle with thy blood? 1095.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, who would seek to draw your attention to the psalm that we read together, Psalm 34, and reading together from verse 8. Psalm 34, and reading together from verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. David was indeed a blessed person. He had something to say that the Lord had done for him. Dear friends, to pass through this earthly scene here below, to continue to come to the Lord's house, in and out of the doors, and never to taste anything from the Lord, and to come to the end of our days in that condition, we shall be left in an awful place. An awful place. If we do not taste anything that the Lord has done for us, just want you to consider this truth. It is very good to come to the Lord's house. It is very good to venture to the throne of grace. It is very good to sing his praise. But dear friends, not in a regularity or a tradition, and to say because we have done these things that it will be well with us. We need something more than that, dear friends. We need to be brought to feel a need of the Lord, a need of his mercy. And each time that we come to the means of grace and to seek him, ask the Lord that he will bless thy soul with some word, some living portion, something to encourage thee. I've mentioned it before, dear friends, to be born into this world and to pass through this earthly scene, never to know Christ, is very solemn. So it is on my mind that the Lord may help me to open up one or two truths concerning him, concerning salvation, concerning our need of him, each and every day, in every part of our lives, in every experience that we're brought to pass through, that we might be helped to taste and to see that the Lord is good. You know, he is better to us than whatever we deserve. He is, dear friends. I prove that each and every day. Come to the close of a day sometimes, dear friends, and commit it to him, where my poor heart has been gathered, overwhelmed with much, sometimes very forgetful of the Lord, unmindful of him. and I have to pray that I might come to the end of a day and being able to come to this point that I have tasted of some good from the Lord. David was brought to pass through an experience. He forgot that he had a Lord. He seemed to trust in himself. Yes, he fled from Saul, feared him, and went into the camp of the Lord's enemies, thinking that he would be done with Saul pursuing him. The Lord taught David. The Lord taught him, and it is a mercy if the Lord will come and teach us our foolishness and our folly in departing from him. And we've read together of the scene and where David was brought to feign madness before Achish, king of Gath, and before all the princes of the people, and before those that were with David. Can we see this man of God? Can we see him wallowing, feigning this madness, scrabbling, spittle down his beard? This man of God? How awful it is to be left to ourselves, dear friends, to follow our own hearts. You know, that was a truth in respect of Pharaoh. The Lord hardened his heart. Not that the Lord can induce sin, he can't. It's impossible. He cannot induce sin. But what was it in respect to Pharaoh? He was left to himself, dear friends. He didn't regard the word of the Lord. And that was where his heart was hardened. Left to ourselves. And dear friends, there's nothing that we're incapable of, being left to ourselves. Nothing at all. There's nothing in us to keep ourselves. Now it is through an experience that David could begin this psalm in this way. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, when the Lord has appeared for us, shown to us our foolishness and folly, dear friends, we think it to be a great thing that the Lord has come. Even when poor David was in such a case and a condition as that, and yet the Lord used it to bring David, make him sensible again. Not only that the Lord was his God, and that the Lord is that one that is able to come to his help and to his need without him going to the enemy. And dear friends, we have a God to go to. We mustn't venture to any man. And I've said this before. You may tell a minister or a deacon of your case and your need, but he will point to Jesus, dear friends. That only one. Not to flee to an arm of flesh, not to any man. I will bless the Lord at all times. David understood the blessing of his great deliverance. And it was a terrible situation that he was in. Why, dear friends, they could have overcome him in a moment of time. David and his men but few and the host of the Philistines. What could poor David do? It was the Lord. The Lord. And we cannot do anything, dear friends, in and of ourselves. But this truth in the words of our text, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Why? This poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. O taste and see that the Lord is good at the throne of grace. Ready to come to our help, ready to hear our prayers and petitions. And he has promised, hasn't he? Call unto me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But call unto me. What is thy trouble today? What is thy concern? What is thy burden? Call unto me. In the day of trouble. And then, dear friends, in that earnest prayer, that sincere heart, that beseeching and that true begging at the throne of grace, we will be brought to see this. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Just this, by way of introduction to the chapter, to the psalm that we've read together. I want to speak of one or two things. If the Lord will help me, I don't know that they will be in any order. But oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Moses said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And the Lord said to him, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. O taste and see that the Lord is good. I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Dear friends, what is all God's goodness? It's Jesus, dear friends. Jesus, all my goodness pass before thee. Everything flows out from our God through the person of his dearly beloved Son. See that promise in the Garden of Eden when man so grievously fell, and that we are part of the solemn truth of that fall. That we're born into this world, that solemn Adam nature, alien and strangers to God. And yet, the blessing and the truth, the condescension of our God, the seed of the woman that should bruise the serpent's head. Dear friends, from that time, when those words of mercy were spoken, we have seen nothing else but the goodness of our God. It has been made known and revealed to his people through each and every age and generation of time. I will make my goodness pass before thee, all my goodness. Seed of the woman, the promise given to Abraham, the promise given to David. And where the gospel light began to beam a little brighter and brighter through the Old Testament teaching. until, dear friends, we come to the truth unto us. A child is born and unto us a son is given. And this with the glory of God, dear friends. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. Goodwill. Goodwill toward man. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He sent his dearly beloved Son into this world. And at such a time, dear friends, when there was such decay, very little religion in the land, very few truly worshipped him. And yet, this truth, the gift of his dearly beloved Son into this world. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He is good in his promise. Oh, he will never fail. His dear people, the Old Testament saints, all their hope was fixed in that word and promise of the coming of his dearly beloved Son. O Lord, the hope of Israel. And he came. And those, dear friends, that were blessed when he was born, when the Holy Spirit came upon the womb of the Virgin Mary, that holy thing that shall be born unto thee shall be called the Son of God. O taste and see that the Lord is good. And then, dear friends, in his ministry and in his preaching, the Lord came and showed the goodness of God in all the good that he came to do for sinners. That word that Peter preached to Cornelius and the little company that were with him in Acts chapter 10. It was just that I thought of this morning. And this truth that the Jesus came to do all good. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. See Jesus, dear friends. See how he came and preached the gospel. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good. You know, dear friends, the Lord Jesus came to fulfill all that God the Father had revealed to the prophets in respect of him. And to the Lord Jesus, It was a blessing. I think of the prophecy of Isaiah in chapter 61 and the first verse, and where we have the blessing that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, good tidings unto the, and he came and preached those good tidings. And how many heard and received those good tidings and could repeat the words of our text, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Why, he came to heal the brokenhearted, dear friends. Is thy heart broke? Is it broken under a sense and a knowledge of thy sins? Burdened, mourning, sorrowing with a godly sorrow for sin? Jesus came and healed the brokenhearted, the burdened. Oh, how many, dear friends, were blessed. See that 500 pence debtor. Oh, see the sins of that woman. Thy sins are forgiven thee. Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Oh, that is the gospel, isn't it? We sang in our first hymn that gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is a gospel for poor, guilty, ruined sinners, isn't it? It's just so suiting and so fitting for their case and for their need that here one is ready to forgive thy sins and iniquities. He healed them. Hast thou been brought to that true repentance? Unless ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. That especial gift of repentance. If the Lord has blessed thee with that, dear friends, then he will bless thee with the gift of faith. It must follow. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It is his special gift, friends, and that faith is to lead thee to the same place that that 500 pence debtor came to. Thy faith hath saved thee. Why? She looked up to Jesus at the cross. Didn't she taste that the Lord is good? She did. I'll show you, dear friends, where she came. I'll show you what she tasted. In Hebrews chapter 2, we have this truth. And in verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. The grace of God that was held out to poor, guilty sinners in the person of Jesus. This was the grace of God, dear friends. I cannot stand in your pulpit and put any real explanation to it, that it should come to any one of us, this grace. It has been so freely bestowed to the worthless, to the wretched, to the undone. The grace of God. And that he, the gift of his son, should taste death for every man. Of course, of the elect of God. And in the next verse, that he should bring many sons unto glory. Oh, but that he should taste death for every man. You know, dear friends, eternal death and damnation, destruction belong to us. The wrath of God belong to us. For we were those that we spoke of earlier, of Adam's posterity, dead in trespasses and in sins, dead, lifeless spiritually, an eternal death and destruction belonged to us. It was the due punishment for the sin that was found in us by nature. And when Jesus tasted death for everyone, it was the wrath of God. It was that utter destruction and that utter torment that belonged to us. Eternal destruction and hell and damnation. Jesus tasted death for every man. that was deserving unto us. Jesus tasted that we shouldn't experience it. That is the mercy. And that is the awful sufferings that Jesus passed through. That was deserving to us. Borne out upon him. And that is the blessing that came to that 500 pence debtor. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's a wonderful mercy, dear friends, to be one of those that shall taste of this blessing in their souls, that Jesus was found in our room and place at Calvary to become our surety, to cover all our sins, and through his perfect righteousness and obedience wrought a robe of righteousness for us, that we should stand whole and complete in him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And there is a promise attached to this, dear friends. And it may be an encouragement to thy soul. And this is the goodness of the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Think of the awfulness of thy sins. I will in no wise cast out. No, dear friends, go with all the burden of thy sin. Bring it to Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. This is the good tidings, isn't it? This is the blessing of salvation. It came to the worst of sinners. We will think that in and of ourselves. And then this truth, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I just thought of this truth. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, well, may the Lord bring us to himself. May we see how gracious he is. But then, dear friends, as we gather together in his name, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, there will be a following him. There will be a love for his name. There will be an affection in our hearts towards him. We will desire to be found at his feet, to hear his voice. Oh, taste and if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, our desire will be towards his house, and that we might come where he is and where he has promised to dwell, and hear his word, what he will speak unto our souls. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. What do we have, dear friends, in the blessedness of the gospel? We have this truth, I feel sure of, God's eternal love to thy soul. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And I think again of predestination, and where the whole, shall we say, arrangement and plan of salvation was all drawn up by the sacred three, Father, Son, and Spirit. And how often will we come there, dear friends, and taste and see that the Lord is good, that he made every preparation for his people whom he loved with an everlasting love, that in the fullness of time he would come to them. Oh, these are the gracious things. And then divine election and choice, that he should come to any one of us, that he should come, dear friends, to Abel. But oh, the solemn truth that he should leave Cain. Oh, that he should come to Jacob. Yes, Abel was a sinner just like Cain. Yes, there was no difference in them. But oh, the distinguishing love of God. There was no difference between Jacob and Esau. Jacob was a supplanter. He was a cheat. But grace came to him. Jacob have I loved. There was no difference between Ruth and Orpah. They were both immersed in idolatry. And yet, he loved Ruth and brought her out and made every provision for it, all recorded in the covenant of grace. Two dying thieves. They were both thieves. They were both transgressors of God's holy law. He loved one and not the other. Election. He's righteous. He's sovereign. That he should love some and leave others. But dear friends, if thou art drawn to him, if thou hast a desire for him and for his salvation, dear friends, that work of grace begun in the soul, may it lead thee to know his divine election, and then the blessing of this gift of his dearly beloved Son, who should be mediator between God and man, to bring the sinner to God the Father. And then, dear friends, the blood of Christ that should atone, the cross of Christ. Oh, these are blessings, dear friends, that the church will always love to hear and to receive and to praise God for. And then, dear friends, their justification, their heaven and glory, divine truths, dear friends. And then his characters and offices that he holds for us, that he's showing to us each and every day. And I just may mention of one of them, the Good Shepherd. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Isn't he good to us? Day by day, that we shall want for nothing. I believe that we've read that truth together. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. We have the Good Shepherd to keep us, to preserve us, to protect us, to defend us, to lead us and to guide us. He has brought us thus far. This Shepherd has borne us up in his arms, dear friends, never to put us down. None shall pluck them out of his hand. Oh, this Good Shepherd. These are the things that we love to hear, dear friends. Why? Because we're so poor, we're so needy, we're so dependent of the Lord. We look to him for all things. Help, support, strength inwardly and spiritually. This Good Shepherd And then this, dear friends, it is he that has been our guide and brought us all our journey through. It was this shepherd who was such a type of the shadow, of the cloud by day and the fire by night. He brought them through that vast wilderness, supplied all their needs. They wanted for nothing. They murmured and repined. Yes, they were a stiff-necked people. But by that he humbled them. And he has brought us thus far. Have we lacked anything? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Have we lacked anything? He may have denied us one or two things, dear friend, that has been good for us. He knows. May we fall humbly under his will in respect of everything, whatever may come upon us and in our path, the trials and the afflictions, the troubles. Yes, because they're those all things that work together for good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yes, we've lacked nothing at his hand. Better to us than what we deserve. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And then what about our failings and what about our shortcomings? I think of that poor man in Psalm 73. And he was a poor man, dear friends, but he was one that could say truly, God is good to Israel. Yes, that Psalm 73 begins with that. And so appropriate that it was to that man's case. Because he fell, dear friends. Truly God is good to Israel, and God was good to him. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Dear friends, have we been taught that we cannot keep ourselves? This poor man's heart had gone completely to the wicked. He saw how prosperous they were and how they seemed to get on. And how they seemed to have no troubles like he had troubles. Yes, his poor heart had gone. And dear friends, those times and seasons when our poor hearts have gone, isn't it true? But the Lord is merciful, isn't he? He went into the sanctuary of the Lord, yes. Faith had not sparked out. That was the mercy. He went into the sanctuary of the Lord's house and he saw their end. And in seeing their end, he saw the mercy of his God towards him, that he was able to see his end. And that was the blessing that came to him. In verse 23 it says, nevertheless I am continually with thee, thou hast holden me by my right hand. Even whilst he had fallen, even whilst his poor mind had gone, thou hast held me by thy right hand. The Lord had never let him go. He was one of the Lord's dear children. Yes. And I think of the covenant of his grace. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Oh, the steadfastness of the covenant. Dear friends, the church are held inside of that covenant. None can fall out of it. It isn't that we would go forth, dear friends, carelessly and ignorantly and sin and offend against the Lord. No. It's our poor minds when we're left to ourselves. And the Lord may be pleased at times to hide his face from us. But dear friends, it is to teach us this. Our whole dependency upon him. And to show to us time and time again his faithfulness to us. in his word, his promises to us. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Dear friends, it will not let thy soul go. And I have to be thankful for that. He says, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Dear friends, what was the place of the wicked? Thou wilt guide me with thy counsel. That's what he was brought to see. His gracious hand towards him. And receive me to glory. That was his hope now, dear friends. And you see, his poor mind had gone with the wicked and now they prospered. But he was the rich one. He was by far richer, dear friend. It cannot be compared to all the wealth of this world, dear friends. Put together, it cannot meet or compare with the value of a never-dying immortal soul, one in Jesus. No. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I just want to come to the latter part of our text, but we will continue, dear friends, all our days, each day. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Every day, dear friends, he manifests and reveals his mercy to us each and every morning. His mercies continue towards us, his compassions towards us. And the Good Shepherd leading us and guiding us. Dear friends, since the last time I preached here, who is it that has kept thee and preserved thee? Who is it that has brought us again to see each of our faces together? It is the goodness of the Lord, this Good Shepherd. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He has brought thee thus far. He has brought me thus far. And he will lead us all our journey through. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Happy art thou, O Israel. That is what this word blessed means. There is no people upon the face of this earth that is more happy than the Lord's people, none. I think of those words in Deuteronomy chapter 33, precious words, dear friends. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord. That is all our joy. That is all our peace. That is all our happiness, isn't it? That we are saved by the Lord. Everything else that comes to us by way of grace and providence flows out of this, dear friends. Flows out of this. It's as if it flows out of the cross of Christ. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord. It wasn't in ourselves, was it? Salvation. Saved by the Lord. And it's personal, isn't it? Saved by the Lord. No, there are no people blessed. What is the blessing? What is the happiness? It is the pardon and the forgiveness of all our sins, dear friends. Then will everlasting joy be upon our heads. That was when the Ethiopian eunuch could go forth on his way rejoicing. Peace with God, dear friends. Happy, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And this trusting, dear friends, in the concordance, it means this, refuge, trusting. And isn't that the truth with David? In respect of this solemn case, solemn position that he was brought into, The Lord was his only refuge, dear friends. There was none else. And there is none else for us, dear friends. He is our only refuge. And he is a refuge, a hiding place, as it were, from the storm, from the troubles, from the trials. I think of the Psalm 46 again. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, a refuge. It was a present help in trouble to David, and he's our only help, dear friends, a present help in trouble, our only help. And particularly today, dear friends, your prayer meeting today, that's trouble, isn't it? Great trouble. Trial. The evil of men, of women. The darkness that is round about us. Satan working so maliciously is in intent, dear friends, to come against the church. And he will use men and women as he will. But oh, dear friends, we have a refuge. We can turn in to someone. And we can cast all our care upon him. A refuge in the day of trouble. And to turn into this refuge. I just think of that word, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trusteth in him. Dear friends, let us put all our trust in our God. He knoweth them that trusteth in him. Who are these that trust in him? David. He was brought to see and to feel his own weakness and his own insufficiency. He was brought to see how helpless he was in and of himself. And now, dear friends, this truth, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And dear friends, we're like unto David, and we shall, this is the church. This is the nature of the church, the character of the church. Poor, weak, helpless. But oh, dear friends, we have a God who is a refuge for sinners. Oh, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, well, may the Lord take these words and apply them to us. Feel inadequate, dear friends, to being able to raise him up and to exalt him. Dear friends, it is far greater and more blessed to us than what we deserve. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Amen.
Collection last Lord's Day, which was for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association, amounted to £880. God willing, Mr. Hintz will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Izzard. Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. Let us close with hymn 1059. Jesus, the truth, the way, the sure unerring light, on thee my feeble soul I'd stay, which thou canst lead aright. 1059.
Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship, communion, God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us and the whole house of Israel, now and forever. Amen.